Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, mentors are wanted in Chippewa Falls and they're now accepting applications. We'll talk to the executive director of Mentor Chippewa, Lisa Hewsom. Also, we catch up with Julie Pangallo, public arts manager for Visit Eau Claire, as the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour officially becomes the largest sculpture tour in the country. That's right, the largest outdoor rotating sculpture tour in the entire nation. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. And first of all, talking about the need for mentors in Chippewa Falls, where Mentor Chippewa has been doing a great job. And Lisa Hewsom is the executive director. And I began my conversation with her this week by asking, first of all, give me kind of an overview. Tell me about Mentor Chippewa, if you would.
So Mentor Chippewa has been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for the last 34 years. Some people might know it better as the Chippewa Area Mentor Program. But in 2020, right before COVID hit, we actually became our own nonprofit organization and rebranded as Mentor Chippewa. And the vision at that point was to help grow this program to other schools within Chippewa County and beyond. Our program matches adult mentors or adult volunteers from the community to be mentors to students at the schools within the partners that we have currently. And they meet one day a week for 30 minutes. And they spend that time just getting to know that student that they're matched with and building a relationship to support that student and empower them to become their very best self.
How big of a need for mentors is there?
You know, my vision is that every kid in the district would be matched with a mentor because I think it's important for every kid to know that they're special and have that one more positive person in their life. But honestly, we are always recruiting mentors because that need is ever present and always growing. Sometimes we see an immediate need at the beginning of the school year and you know, there's kind of that rush to get back to school and get things going at that point, and it's exciting. But we actually see a need for mentors all school year round. So we make matches from September through May, and it's a great experience for those that decide that they want to get involved in the program. Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine, I mean, at the start of the school year especially, it's a great time to recruit. I mean, just kind of that fresh start, getting the fall schedule in place, right?
Yeah, so we do a lot of recruiting in September, and our mentoring year actually starts in October. So that first week in October is when we kick things off with mentors meeting with students, partially because it takes a little while for those students to get acclimated back to school and into those routines, and also gives us the opportunity to make sure that our mentors are trained and ready and prepared for that start of the school year process.
And again, just 30 minutes a week. I mean, even as you make the appeal to people who are hearing you now on WWIB and WOGO, I mean, the fact of it is just we're looking for 30 minutes one day a week during the school day.
It's really not a huge time commitment on the part of the mentor, but it really does make a huge difference in that child's experience at school. So 30 minutes one day a week. If you got it, we would love to have you be a part of the Mentor Chippewa program.
A little bit can go a long way.
It really can.
And so if somebody is interested, how do they learn more? How do they pursue becoming a mentor? How do they apply?
Sure. I would recommend people visit our website, which is mentorchippewa.org. On there, you will find information under the Mentor tab about kind of what the mentor responsibilities are and an application to apply to be a part of our program. And once we receive your application, we'll be in touch with next steps, but it really is as simple as visiting that website and filling out that application.
All right. Lisa Hewsom, Executive Director of Mentor Chippewa. People can learn more at mentorchippewa.org. That's all one word, mentorchippewa.org. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour officially becoming the largest sculpture tour in the country. And joining us to talk more about it on Chippewa Valley This Week is Julie Pangallo, Public Arts Manager for Visit Eau Claire. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning. This is so exciting.
Yeah, more exciting stuff. Visit Eau Claire announcing this week that with the addition of sculptures over the past few weeks that the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour officially taking the claim as the largest outdoor rotating sculpture tour in the nation. Explain that for us.
That is exactly right. I mean, you have to say rotating because it's unusual. A lot of cities have sculptures. We take our sculptures down every spring and put up new ones. And right now, Eau Claire has 87 sculptures. Of that, 22 are permanent sculptures. They've either been people's choice or they've been purchased and donated or what have you. That means 65 sculptures are rotating in and out every spring, which is a lot of sculptures, a lot of new things to see every year and reasons for residents as well as tourists to enjoy the tour.
Do you have some favorites or certain ones that you'd like to particularly call people's attention to?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many favorites. My all-time favorite is the dog that's in Phoenix Park. He's called High Five, and it's a Great Dane sitting there. Kids love to high-five him. He's got one paw up. He was the People's Choice the first year of the tour, 2010. So that's my all-time favorite. I've got a Great Dane at home, so I have a soft spot. But we have some really great sculptures this year. Going into Carson Park off of Menominee Street, there's a Viking boat and a shark, and they're both like 26 feet long. They're really phenomenal. There downtown, we have a goat on Graham and Main Street that has radio dials, and one of the dials makes his ears wag. The other dial makes his tail wag. It's absolutely darling. In front of Hooligans, there's a dog and a cat on a skateboard. It's called Double Trouble. Really some of my favorites, but there's so many more that I love. There's a heart on Water Street, a giant heart by Dale Lewis, who's every year he's one of our favorite artists. Everybody loves his work because it's so whimsical.
Julie Pangallo, Visit Eau Claire's Public Arts Manager. Is there a way, how do you take the tour? Is there a way to start at the beginning and go through, or you just kind of randomly do it?
Well, absolutely. There's a map online at sculpturetour.org, or if you go to a piece, there's a QR code that you can scan with your phone, and that'll take you to the map as well. So, you know, the tour starts on Barstow, on South Barstow by Brent Douglas Flowers, and goes down Barstow and around Phoenix Park and throughout that area, Haymarket Plaza, and then over to Mayo and West Grand and Water Street, and down Water Street to Menominee Street into Carson Park. So we've really expanded. We went from 55 sculptures to 87 this year. So there's a lot of new sites along the map route.
Well, it's fantastic. And finally, Julie, what does it mean for Eau Claire in terms of it kind of enhances this already big arts reputation we have, doesn't it?
It really enhances that. It says a lot about Eau Claire that a city this size can support a tour like this. A lot bigger cities have a lot smaller sculpture tours. So Eau Claire really loves their art, but it also means we've reached critical mass. We can be a little bit proud of it and talk about it and use it as a tourism draw. There's a lot of people who like to travel and see art, and Eau Claire can rightfully say we're a great destination for art. Between the sculptures and the murals, the color block program and the other murals around town, we have a lot of free public art.
So if people, again, go downtown Eau Claire, take this in, as you mentioned, but at the same time, if they want to go online to just kind of get an overview or learn more or share that with out-of-town folks, where should they head them to?
Sculpturetour.org or the Visit Eau Claire website. Either place will take you to our maps and pictures of each of the sculptures. You can also vote for your favorite on there. It's called People's Choice. And at the end of the year, Sculpture Tour buys the winning sculpture and gifts it to the city. That's how we grow our permanent collection every year.
Terrific. Julie, thanks so much. I know we're catching up with you, doing even some work in Menominee today. So thanks for being our guest.
We're putting six sculptures up in Menominee today, and people will want to be sure to check those out. There's some beautiful pieces. A New Bear by Don Gaber of Mondovi. It's fabulous.
Fantastic. And so, where can people find that?
That will be in Wakanda Park in Menominee.
Fantastic.
We just put a beautiful harp by Kristen Nesseth in front of the Mabel Tainter. To me, it looks like it should be a permanent installation. Mm-hmm. It fits so perfectly.
Outstanding. Julie, thanks for all your great work as the public arts manager with Visit Eau Claire. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for taking the time.
All right, there we go.
Appreciate it.
Julie Pangallo, Visit Eau Claire's public arts manager, talking with us about the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour, officially becoming the largest sculpture tour in the nation. And that does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. As we heard from Lisa Hewsom, the executive director of Mentor Chippewa, as they are looking to match adults with kids. Mentors Wanted, now accepting applications, just 30 minutes, one day per week during the school day. You can apply today. Learn more at mentorschippewa.org. That's all one word, mentorschippewa.org, mentorschippewa.org. Also, Julie Pangallo joined us from Visit Eau Claire. She's the public arts manager, talking about the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. 87 sculptures now. It's making Eau Claire the largest outdoor rotating sculpture tour in the country, up from 55 sculptures to 87. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next week.